You don't. You do not have any privacy. Michael Jackson singing background for Rockwell in the mid-80s. Remember this? 85, I think. Oh, I forgot how bad this song really was. Yes, the NSA today, the National Security Agency, it was leaked. It was discovered by Glenn Greenwald. Remember, I talk about Glenn Greenwald every once in a while. He is as left as they come. But he's principled progressive. He doesn't go, I care deeply about this issue. Those evil Republicans are, oh, wait, it's the Democrat that's doing it? I don't see what the big deal is. He's not one of those guys. He doesn't work at MSNBC, in other words, who during the Bush years had absolutely nothing but consternation, outrage, disgust that the president of the United States would try to get the government to be able to monitor phone calls from American citizens to caves in Afghanistan. Because, you know, you don't know that that's about terrorism. It could be just about weekend plans. I don't know about you, but every once in a while I get the urge to go hang out in a cave in Afghanistan. And if you don't book early, you're never going to get a cave. That's just how it is. So you've got to make those calls. So when the Bush administration was monitoring those phone calls, that was a bridge too far. That was an affront to liberty. Now it was revealed that the NSA has been collecting thousands, millions, really, phone records of American citizens making phone calls to one another, domestic phone calls. Why? We don't know. We don't know yet. I'm sure they'll claim national security, and we have no reason or right to know. But I want to put your mind in the Wayback Machine, if you will, back to a little time. Oh, things were so different then. It was 2007. Then a young, brash senator out of the state of Illinois was giving a speech, contemplating a presidential run, and talking about the evils of the Bush administration spying on Americans.
This administration also puts forward a false choice between the liberties we cherish and the security we provide. I will provide our intelligence and law enforcement agencies with the tools they need to track and take out the terrorists without undermining our Constitution and our freedom. That means no more illegal wiretapping of American citizens. No more national security letters to spy on citizens who are not suspected of a crime. No more tracking citizens who do nothing more than protest a misguided war. No more ignoring the law when it is inconvenient. That is not who we are. And it's not what is necessary to defeat the terrorists.
Remember in Frost Nixon, the movie, I'm saying when the president does it, that makes it legal. Kind of what we're dealing with now. President said there, then Senator Barack Obama said, hey, you know what? We're not going to track Americans. We're not going to listen in. Well, the documents revealed by the UK Guardian, by Glenn Greenwald, show that they have been collecting data from April of this month, late April until July 19th. That data includes who you're calling, when you're calling them, how long you spoke to them, and from where you were calling them. Very interesting. Different change of tune that happened in the federal government. So we got this little song. Yes. The NSA is out there.
Is it me you're looking for?
No, it's not, but I'm going to listen anyway.
I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah, you should see my computer screen. It's good.
I can see it in your smile.
I know where your smile is right now, within 10 feet. Well, I want everybody, and we're going to watch all of you. It's everything's open wide, actually.
Don't you know just what to say?
Yeah, you should call your mom. It's been a while.
You know just what to do.
I noticed you had a fight with your girlfriend last night. The call was really quick, so, flowers.
I love you.
Oh, the NSA. They really are. They're stalking us. That's what it's come down to. The National Security Agency is watching you. Man. They said it wouldn't happen. They said if we voted for Republicans, in 2008, they said if I voted for John McCain, the government would track our movements and listen to our phone calls. I did, and they were right.